Firstly, some Pico Balloon news. Late afternoon on 21 March, ZS1 Alpha Foxtrot Bravo crossed over the eastern coast of South Africa, close to East London, and now on its fifth circumnavigation of the Southern Hemisphere. This balloon has now travelled a distance of 168,328 kilometres and already been spotted 2,503 times. Well done to everyone who built and launches these balloons that we have been monitoring so diligently every day over the past 10 months since the first South African Pico balloon was launched on 28 May 2025. When is the next balloon going to take to the sky? John, ZS6 Juliet Oscar November, sent me a message regarding the 9 Juliet 2 EME expedition in Zambia, Ingrid Kilo Hotel 22. John says, we are QRV for 4 moon phases in total. We start only 23 centimeters on Friday 27 March from moonrise, 6 meter, 2 meter and 70 centimeter on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, leaving after moonset on Tuesday morning 31 March. Activities planned on the following band: 6 meter, 8 element, 6 Mike 8 Golf Juliet antenna, 2 meters, 2x18 element, 2 Mike 18 XXX antennas, 70 centimeters, 2x28 element, 432-9 Whiskey Lima antennas, and 23 centimeters, a 70 element Yankee Uniform 1 Charlie Foxtrot antenna. Modes that will be used: Q65, JT65, and CW upon request. We will be on HB9Q logger and November 0 uniform kilo logger. Sat operations will be a Quebec Oscar 100 sat rover station that will be part of the equipment to work stations that missed the previous 9 Juliet activations. RS-44 satellite will also be monitored during passes that do not overlap with EME activity. More sat activity detail will be supplied as we get closer to the de-expedition date. TEP tests on 2 meter and 70 centimeter will also take place at fixed times during the operation. The team this year will be Bernie, ZS4 Tango X-ray, John, ZS6 Juliet Oscar November, and Linz, Papa Alpha 3 Charlie Mike Charlie, and they are known as the Ribikis EME team. Previous African expeditions by members of this group include operations from Zulu 2 Zimbabwe as Zulu 21 Echo Mike Echo in Kilo Golf 58 Golf Hotel from 1 November 2014 till 7 November 2014. 3 Delta Alpha Oscar Eswatini or Swaziland as 3 Delta Alpha Zero Mike Bravo from 13 October to 21 October 2017. A2 Botswana as Alpha 21 Echo Mike Echo from 20 October to 29 October in Grid Kilo Golf 25 Whiskey Kilo. D2 Angola as Delta 2 Tango X-ray from 12 to 16 August 2022 and from Grid Juliet Hotel 93 in Angola from 30 April to 4 May 2025. And then ZS South Africa and 7 Papa Lesotho. I have not been able to track down information on the operations in South Africa and Lesotho while writing this program. Derek, ZS5 Yankee, also posted on the Meteor Scatter Activity Group that the 9 Juliet 2 EME group will be within Meteor Scatter range from most of us here in South Africa. Derek said, let's hope they have time to turn antennas south to work us. I guess that we would need to let the EME guys know that they need to turn their antennas towards us when the moon sets for them in the early hours of the mornings. John, ZS6 Juliet Oscar November, also informed me that he hoped to do his first EME contact on 10 GHz this weekend, and then he would be pursuing 24 GHz EME next. It seems to me that John is the only amateur experimenting in these microwave bands. Are there any other amateurs operating in these bands? This is actually extremely important information for us to know, as myself, Hans, ZS6AKV, and James, ZS6NV Sierra, represent the South African Radio League on the National Preparatory Working Group and also monitor the African Telecommunications Union meetings, where there are often discussions around the frequency bands that are adjacent to the bands allocated to the amateur and amateur satellite services. If we know that South African radio amateurs are active in these higher microwave bands, then we can pay special attention to ensure that we do not get negatively affected by changes in the adjacent bands. I am therefore appealing to all amateurs who are active in the microwave bands above 23 centimeters to let us know which bands you are experimenting in and provide some more information regarding your experiments. You can send the information to me at my email address that I will give shortly, and I will distribute the information to the rest of the team. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands? Or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobzda@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. This program is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.